Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, fresh off the love train and welcoming you to our happy Father's Day and Juneteenth edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. The best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And go to Facebook, check out Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, and see Robbie Golden giving free kisses. It's not actually Robbie Golden, it's a Golden, but it could be Robbie Golden. Free kisses for Father's Day and Juneteenth. And sweetest picture of a porcupine I've seen. Just love it. And all kinds of other good stuff as well. And I realized that next time we do the show live, I'll be home zooming in. So I took advantage of the full studio. I got out of breath more than usual. And anyway, it is the third Sunday of the month, and that means it's me and Natasha Day. So Natasha Venter is here, and she is our medium communicator, feng shui specialist, personal awareness coach, and pretty much anything you want to know about, you can ask Natasha. And speaking
of Father's Day too, so you know I'm a medium. You know I.
Oh yeah,
I
you want to talk to Dad on the other side?
I check in with you know people, and I'm not saying that it's guaranteed that they'll come. But
okay, round up my dad. We'll check in with my dad first. But I wanted to say, I just
and what was his name again? I'm
Bob,
sorry.
Robert Bob. Norwalk Bob.
Okay.
And but I wanted to just say first. Some strange going on. Well, I mean, there's strange stuff going on everywhere, and I'm quite disappointed in a lot of what's going on. But strangest thing, and I think I mentioned it off the air, and I think Nathan has noticed it too. But I think people are afraid to talk about stuff, and particularly where it really was blatant to me was last night. I watch like the Como news at 11 o'clock, and that's just the normal news that I watch at 11. Well, at the end of the show, I realized they didn't say anything about Father's Day. No, happy Father's Day to everybody and all that. They didn't say anything about Juneteenth, the holiday, and all that. Mm-hmm. Nothing. They just closed out the show as normal, but no Father's Day. And it just seems so strange to me. And I'm not sure what it is, but it seems that things just hurt. And I don't know, maybe it has to do with all this astrological shakeup and that we're redoing and regrouping and all of that. But I think there's just, I don't know why it is, but nobody's talking about it. But anyway, it is Father's Day today. And we, of course, honor the traditional meaning of the holiday and honoring our human dads and their you know kids, and so take care of your dads. But because it's Animal World, we honor all you animal dads out there. So if you've got animal friends and you're a guy, then your animals would like to wish you a happy Father's Day. And if you don't have a partner, someone else that can that gets you a happy Father's Day gift from your animal friends, then guess what? You get to shop for yourself. So decide what you want to get yourself or what your animals want to get you for Father's Day, and go get your Father's Day gift, and then let your animals know what they got you for Father's Day. They'll be really excited that they got to get you something. So how fun would that be? All right. And happy Juneteenth. I know a lot of people don't really understand the holiday, I think, and we aren't kind of used to getting into it. They just know there's a holiday, but I think Juneteenth it actually is celebrating the day when the last slaves got the word that they were free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a lot of people don't really understand that. And then there's anyway, But
a better way to maybe describe the day to make it, you know, more understandable would be, say, Emancipation Day, which it's also called, okay. But it's commonly known for the holiday observance as Juneteenth.
Well, and as my, I'm remembering sort of vaguely, and of course, you forgive my memory, but that at the time when, you know, slavery was abolished and so forth, it was a long time ago, and we didn't have internet and cell phones and all that sort of stuff, and word didn't travel instantly everywhere. And my understanding is that it took a while for the word to get around the country that emancipation, and it was the Juneteenth celebrates when the last areas got informed.
According to Britannica, it says that it took more than 2 years for the news to reach African Americans who were living in Texas.
That's where it was. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I think it was, I think this is, it celebrates the time when that actually happened, when all of the slaves learned that they were free. But it took 2 years for the, can you imagine that? Taking 2 years for information to cycle around.
And now we're getting things instantly.
It takes 2 seconds now. Something happens and bam, it goes viral. But can you imagine taking 2 years? But anyway, that's what it's all about. So if you don't know what it's all about.
And then it took almost 160 years to become a holiday.
Yeah.
Or a big, like, nationwide observance.
And then, of course, we have those that Natasha was talking about that don't want to grow and celebrate these sorts of things and want to pretend this stuff never happened.
Yep.
Okay, so if you're one of those, you need to wake up. Okay? Get with the program. Okay.
Yeah, I've been you know, on YouTube, I kind of dance around a little bit, and I've been watching a couple of YouTube channels that are, you know, they're amazing in how they're bringing out the word about slavery and how, you know, they're coming into new knowings of their culture and who they are in their history, to be finding this new knowing out about how, you know, that so, like one person, he goes, I didn't know that it was other Africans selling other Africans to the English to send to the States. You know, it's like there's a lot of a lot of history out there that's not told to all peoples. You know, we want to keep peoples in the unknown so that they're not. So it's amazing how truth is coming out, and it's not.
But it's
always
also
easy to
amazing
hear.
At how there are attempts to suppress the truth. And look at what's going on now, outlawing in education. Oh, we can't teach the truth of the history of this country and slavery and all of that, because heaven forbid, you don't want to teach your kids something that might make them uncomfortable. Well, for crying out, you can't change the history and what it was. And of course, lots of people are going to feel uncomfortable for different reasons. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Because when we go back to feeling and feel the feelings that happened all the times ago, that's what motivates us to be better and not have it happen again. You can't make it go away and not have ever happened. Yeah, we're here to feel. And that the reason we don't not feeling is what makes us sick, because it's suppressed negative emotional energy that makes you sick and kills you. So come on, people, wake up. All right, let's move on. And I know we've got to go to the phones, but I asked Natasha to tap my dad. So is my dad here? Can I say Happy Father's Day, Dad?
Yes, he is. I sorry, got distracted with the other show.
No, yes, I know.
Bringing him back. That was a heavy subject before, so bringing him back in. He's a smiling man. He's a smiling man. He's very proud of his little girl. He is. He's very proud that you've come into your years well. He says you've come into those knowings well. He says be a little kinder to yourself, though. Be a little softer. He says you've been running hard, and he says you be a little softer, please.
Yeah,
he loves you.
Thank you. I love you too, Dad.
He loves you It's not the saying to the moon and back, but it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, and I'm getting from him, and it's just keep talking about what you're talking about. It's important to teach those things in school. He said, you know, I had problems with, and he did. You know, he had, growing up, he didn't have great experiences with people of color and so forth, and he was prejudiced. Mm-hmm. There was racism in our family and our background, and no matter what anybody tells you, it is systemic. So get over it and let's heal it and move forward and quit denying it. So
and
anyway,
I want to add also.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, sorry for talking over you here. I won't do
it. No. I want, no, go ahead and add.
Yeah, that we're actually on the tide of almost of the other kind of, you know, talking about other people. You know, there's a lot of, you know, well, they're not of my kind, so I'm not going to like to be with them.
Right.
You know, and there's a lot of disheartenedness with working with other cultures. It's almost the backlash of that Black Lives Matter is that, you know, we're starting to be judgmental of anybody who's different than us. And it's sad that we're being prejudiced towards, you know, towards like whites, we're being prejudiced against, you know, the Asians. And I'm not saying this right. I don't mean to be dishonorable, but, you know, I'm just trying to say what's in my brain quickly here. Mm-hmm. You know, that it's about being who we are. And like I did a video about, you know, happy Father's Day to all, you know, the police, the teachers, the, you know, the people who work in the, you know, the after school systems, you know, all these people that put effort into planting seeds, you know, the women who are men, you know, the, you know, it's like, cause on Mother's Day, I said the men who are women, you know, it's like who we are. It's we're all one, you know, yep. But we're all individual.
And it isn't happening elsewhere. It's happening everywhere. I was shocked yesterday looking at, you know, the Nextdoor group, which you can join your Nextdoor group online. And so it's your neighbors and neighborhood that post. Well, something happened yesterday that was pretty astounding. And I think it was within Snohomish County and in a couple of different areas, people woke up, came out to, and nobody got it on camera, so we couldn't tell who was doing it. We thought that it sounded like people were throwing these things out of their cars so they wouldn't get caught on camera. But they came out to bags of corn, Ziploc bags of corn, that inside had all this racist stuff. About white lives matter and then all this racist stuff. And someone had gone around and thrown these bags of corn onto people's driveways. And so everyone was posting about this. And that was yesterday in Snohomish County. Like in Snohomish County.
I know why.
I mean, come on. I mean, well, and this is part of that truth boiling up, and the darkness is still here and still in a lot of people's hearts. And it's time to wake up, to learn and grow. We are a country of immigrants. That's how we are founded. That's what we're all about. And that's
misfits and immigrants.
Yeah. And but our thinking about that has all changed because of the influence of the day came down the elevator and start talking about all the criminals coming into the country. It shifted everything. And we don't realize we need immigration. There are a lot of jobs that we need done in this country that we don't want to do.
Yeah, we're anyway, pretty spoiled here in the U.S.
Anyway, it was pretty sad to see what's going on in my own neighborhood and these bags of corn with all the racist stuff. So please stop it. Wake up. Anyway, thank you, Dad. And but see, even my dad on the other side is recognizing that he was raised with this and he had a problem. And
he didn't know better to do better.
He didn't know. Yeah. But he's acknowledging it now because I just heard it. And so did Natasha.
He's very proud.
I love you, Daddy.
Yeah, very proud.
Okay. Well, how about, Nathan, shall we take care of advertisers and then go to the phone? So,
yeah, sure.
Callers, hold on. We're going to take care of advertisers and let me recover from talking to my dad.
And Kim, you're up next, so hold that line.
Yeah, Kim, hold on. We'll be with you next. Animal World continues right here. Happy Father's Day and Juneteenth. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are in the second hour of this week's edition, Father's Day, Juneteenth edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and horses. The best cat vitamins, NuPro Nuggets. And the best dog supplement for, I mean, skin and hair coat, just phenomenal. Comes in a hip and joint formula as well. I use the original gold formula for my Robbie for his coat, and it is just wonderful. And you can get it on Amazon. So go to NuProSupplements.com, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, to check them out and figure out which supplements you need. You can order from them, or you can order on Amazon. I got my NuPro the next day because I was late in ordering it, and I was so grateful that it must have been housed right around the corner because it didn't take very long for it to get to me. I'm always amazed at how fast things happen these days. So if you remember our sound healer, Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. You can see her in person. She can work with you remotely. You can call her anytime to get something set up. Either way, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And remember me as an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, I am all caught up, and I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. So if you'd like to find out if I can help you and your dog friends, or you know anybody that needs help, just give me a call, and I'd love to chat with you and let you know if I can help and how, and get something set up if you'd like to see me, because I'm got openings real soon. And you can give me a call at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. All righty, we are headed down to Federal Way and welcoming Kim. Good morning. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Good morning, Martha and Natasha. Thanks for taking
good
my
morning.
Call.
Good morning.
Hi, Kim. How can we help you?
Hi. Well, I have called your show quite a few times, and I've worked with Natasha as well. But I wanted to, I have two things today, and I'll make them both very quick. One, I have a question for Natasha, but I wanted to share with you guys, since this is about animals.
Yeah.
I feed a stray cat. I've been feeding him for about 4 years now.
Oh, good for you.
Maybe a little bit longer. And he and I have developed a very strong relationship. I've tried to adopt him, but he just said, nope, I'm an outside cat. And so recently I was away for about 3 weeks and had somebody come in to feed him, but she never saw him the whole time she was here. So when I went out to feed him the next night after I got home and called his name, this is going to sound so crazy, but I truly believe it. I believe it. All of a sudden when he came running to me, and all of a sudden the birds, just out of nowhere, just started chirping and chirping and chirping and chirping as loud as they could. And it was just so, I kept looking up thinking, this is so odd. And so he obviously ate a lot. And then
were the birds happy that she came home to feed the kitty?
It's a community.
Right.
Animals are
they missed
a community.
You. So they missed her. They missed her, and it was a welcome home.
It was.
Oh, cool.
It's a community of hooray! He finally has his human back. You know, it's that community. Yep.
I'm here. St. Francis said they used to do that for me.
Oh,
cute.
Yeah, it was. I just knew it. I mean, I just kept thinking, everybody is rejoicing. They're rejoicing.
Yes.
They're back together. It was the weirdest. I mean, it was. I just knew it to be true, but it was just. It's also kind of an odd thing, you know, but any place.
We got to get used to those oddities because they're the new normal.
Right. But I knew you all would. I mean, I haven't been able to share that story with many people where they're like, Kim.
Oh, that's wonderful. See, and the wonderful thing is, Kim, is that you were aware of it. You know, I mean, because I'm sure that kind of stuff goes on all the time, but, you know, it's just, you know, passes. People aren't aware that of something like that. But how great that you were tuned in and you were aware of the birds singing and the timing of when it happened. And how grateful they were for you all being back together. That's really special.
Yeah, it was really beautiful. It was
wonderful.
Beautiful.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing that story. Now, you said you had a question for Natasha?
I do. So since it's Father's Day, I think this might be appropriate. Natasha, I guess I just, I don't know what, if anything, you might be able to get. But so I recently was back home, and that's why I was gone for the 3 weeks. And
where's back home?
Home is New Mexico.
Okay.
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And my father has got COPD. He's on the last leg, I think, of his life. But while I was there, he had made the decision that he wanted to go into assisted living.
Oh.
So we hurried and looked at a few places, and we ended up choosing one. But I've had red flags popping up all over the place ever since. And I kind of have some difficulty with the difference between intuition and fear.
Yeah.
So I just kind of wanted to reach out to you, Natasha, for a general, What is your what?
Well, before Natasha goes in, because she's the one that really needs to chime in here. But the first thing that occurred to me, having been through, you know, maybe a similar situation with my father, was that what a blessing and a gift that your dad is the one that said he wanted to do this and go into assisted living. See, my dad, my mom, before she passed, my mom and dad had talked about what they would do when something like, you know, that they would move to, you know, this place. And so when mom died, the first thing dad said is, well, I guess I need to move to this place. And my brother and I went, oh, yes. And so, like, we arranged to go for a visit, like, within a day or so we went. And then driving home, my dad said, Rosie says I don't belong there. I'm not going.
Oh, no.
All right. And so then that's when I, you know, I decided I have to sell my farm to move in to take care of my. Anyway, it was very, very hard, but he absolutely refused to do anything or cooperate in any way. So that's the first thing that came in for me, Kim, was what a blessing that your father is, you know, in that space where he knows this is a good thing. But then you said you've got red flags popping up. So, but you're not sure if it's intuition or if it's fear, and could it be related to you decided on one place and that place isn't the best place, there's another place. But I think you kind of want Natasha to kind of see what's going on, right?
Yes.
So what are you getting, Natasha? What does Kim need to know here?
Okay, so I am so grateful that the energy work that we worked on during your session, that things are kind of moving forward for you in a better way. So thank you for that trust. That what I'm getting is that when you have this difference between fear and intuition, fear comes, there is intuition in fear. Okay. So what I'm getting is that it's not wrong for you to be fearful. There's something that isn't right in that community. You know, that there is something that is going on in the home. Your dad is protected. I feel like that your dad is good, but there's some, like, I'm just going to call it politics in the way that it's run. And so you're not wrong in that fear. But what we have to realize is that where does that intuition sit? So when you feel into that fear, where does it sit? Does it sit, kind of like, where does this sit in your body? You know, check in with that. Is it lower body? Is it gut feeling? Or is it mind? Is it fear mind? Is your mind just rolling over? This is happening. This is happening. What if this happens? It runs on that roller coaster, right? You know, it's on the treadmill. A lot of times when our fear is on a treadmill, it's not intuition. But when we have that intuitional fear, you know, like we have to pay attention to this. This is something we need to interact with it. It's kind of a slower moving treadmill. It's a slower moving, you know, oh, this is something that's building. This is something I need to listen to. This is something that is, it's repeating, but it's not like the ticker tape of the mind. You know, it's a little bit slower. It's a little bit lower in the body. So it has a different, place that it wants you to move. It's almost like sometimes when we have that intuition, we almost want to move our body. And so with that, that's how we can tell the difference between fear, like if the PTSD of like, oh, this happened to my mom, I don't want it to happen to my dad, you know, type of, or vice versa, whatever it is. You know, sometimes we have to listen to where it is in our body to pay attention to what it is.
So does that make sense? Difference? Does that resonate with you, Kim?
It does. And, you know, speaking about that, so since I've been back and it's been sunny, except for the last couple of days, I've been walking. And for some reason, I've just had just the lower half of my body has just been sore. And I am feeling a lot of more stuff in the lower half of my body. And then so that's another piece of why I'm wondering, am I, is this intuition or is it, you know, based
I would say you're more right than wrong with the intuition. There's also part of this that your dad grieved that you were going away again.
Oh, yeah.
And so there's a little bit of that angst that you're feeling in him, too, because you guys are pretty connected in ways that you may not think that you are. And so with that, that there's that part of you that you're feeling his grief, you're feeling the angst. And then there's also the politics of the negotiation of the community that's there. Okay. You know, there's really good people who work there, but there's a lot of people who are into the politics of working there also.
All right. So practically, is the place that they've picked, is that the right place for her dad, or do they need to look elsewhere? I mean, you know, because this is the right place for him, but pay attention to the politics and what's going on, or that you get the good deal, but it's still the right place for him. Or is she getting the intuition that they need to look for another place? That's what I'm trying to get to.
Yes, yes, yes. So I'm checking in. No, it's not the right time to move him. There's something that he's experiencing there that he needs to awaken to before he leaves.
So he needs to stay where he is now.
Right now.
For how long, do we know?
It wouldn't hurt to start the process of trying to find somewhere else.
Okay. So you're saying the place that they've picked is not the right place for him to move right now.
There's something about him staying there and working through what he's working through there. And then if there's another opportunity to move him, then I would move him.
Okay.
But that it's not emergent. Sense. It's not emergent. Yeah. It's more of a, okay, there's something that he's learning. It's not done yet, but yet there's something about him not staying in it for that long, because there's going to be some big changes coming up for that ownership and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And so in the next latter part of the year or into the next year, it may not be as healthy for him to stay there. Mm-hmm. He is taken care of. He is self, you know, he does know how to take care of himself within certain ways. And so he's kind of bullheaded. So he knows to get how he wants it, you know, type of thing. Mm-hmm. So I would trust the process, but I would start looking if you can to see if there's a better place.
Yeah. Okay. So it sounds like, now, am I getting this right, Natasha? And sounds like, Kim, that there is something legitimate to your angst around this.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so it isn't just fear that isn't inappropriate. There is something you need to pay attention here. And Natasha's feeling right now that dad needs to stay where he is, at least for some period of time, to work through what's going on. And that this place has been chosen is may not be the right place, but look at more, not necessarily the caregivers, but the higher up, the whatever's going on in the politics of the whole organization. But looking around, and it sounds like you probably need to be in touch with Natasha on a regular basis off the air, because remember, she reads the energy for where it is right now, and it can change.
Yes.
But it does sound, I think the big point today is to recognize that, yes, there is something to the feelings that you're having, and it's legitimate, and he's not to move immediately to this place.
Yeah. But I hope this conversation has given you language to have conversation with your dad. Check in with him. You know, hey, dad, how's eating breakfast this morning? Hey, dad, how are you sleeping? Hey, dad, you know, how's your friends that are in there? Have you made any friends? You know, it's how do you ask the question to know when it's time? But I'm also getting that this movement, you're going to want to start the process, because it's not a quick change over to move somebody into a new place. So you're gonna want to start looking, just to keep that opportportunity come up, so when there's an opening you can jump.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, everything you said makes sense, Natasha. Everything.
Wonderful.
And thank you both. I really appreciate your insight today and the information and your and everything.
All right. Well, you know, obviously, you know how to connect with Natasha off the air, so you can get your coaching. But we'll be back next month, and I'd love for you to check back in with us and update us all on what's happening with Dad.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
will do.
So please send the angels. Please know that you're protected. He's protected. And ask for divine healing on this, my dear, because there's something in this experience that he needs to learn before he leaves. And it's sometimes not going to be easy for him knowing your father.
Mm. Yeah.
Dads can be that way.
And I'm saying this with love, my dear. I'm saying this with love.
You're spot on. Thank you.
All right, Kim.
Blessings to you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling Animal World, and happy Father's Day to your dad.
Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right. And I apologize for the static on that call, but it's just that phone line, wasn't it?
Yeah, we'll be taking care of that.
All right. So Nathan will be on that. But I felt I didn't – the phone call was too important to interrupt it, so we just kind of put up with it. Yeah.
Thank you for that. Yes, appreciate that.
All righty. So we are going to take care of advertisers, and then we of course have open phone lines, and if you want to chat with me or Natasha, we'd love to hear from you. But before we do anything else, so we don't miss it, we're going to do advertisers, and then when we come back, Natasha, I'm getting the answers I need about my hummingbird experience, okay? Because I've been waiting more than a month. And so I need to know these things. All right. But if you want to talk to me or Natasha, get on the phones, 425-373-5527. Want to talk to your dad on this side or the other? Well, Natasha's here. Take advantage of it. 425-373-5527. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world. And there's a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
This is Sue Rose Minahan inviting you to tune in to Talk Cosmos, Sunday, June 18, 1 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, for our seasonal panel, Good Vibrations, guided by Master Astrologer Linda Berry, sharing vibrational astrology's insights about the summer solstice energy themes throughout summer until autumn. Come journey with us on Talk Cosmos, Sunday, June 18 at 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Talk radio that will get you thinking. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending part of your Sunday with us here on Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen at verticalenergyworldwide.com. She is our best bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy codes gal, and she works with us human animals and out of her office at the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery, and she can work with you in person, or she can work with you remotely, as she does on the radio the second Sunday of every month. And by the way, you can tune in next Sunday and hear an encore presentation of last week's healing show. It was really busy, lots of phone calls, so a lot of surrogate healing will happen if you tune in next week. Follow along with Linda's instructions. And anyway, she continues to offer a free introductory session to anyone that calls or texts her at the number I'm going to give you. So if you would like a free session with Linda, all you got to do is call or text her at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, then we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, you can shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. It is the third Sunday of the month, and Natasha Venter is here, and she is our medium, intuitive communicator, feng shui gal, and personal awareness coach. And so, Natasha, hummers, hummingbirds, I had what I think was a very blessed experience that I actually got to see this. And that was, and it was so dramatic that it was like, whoa, did that really happen? Did I just see that? Is it really what I thought it was? And I couldn't wait to ask you about it. And then, and so it was the Sunday before the last Sunday you were on in May. And then we were so busy that we didn't get to it. Okay, so what happened was, this must have been the second Sunday in May, because it was during the heat wave we had in May. And I'd come home from the show, because we were in the studio with Nels and Linda. And I'd come home from the show, and when I get home on Sunday afternoons, I have Sunday chores that I have to do. And Monday is our garbage recycling compost pickup day. So I have to get all that stuff collected and into the right bins, and I have to haul them out to the road and all that sort of thing. So I was doing all my Sunday afternoon chores, and once I got the bins, you know, filled up and had to haul them out to the road, by that time, you know, it's the middle of the afternoon. And what sun I do get was burning brightly on the driveway. So it was hot. Okay. And so I got everything out to the road, and I came in, man, and I was just wiped out. It was so hot. And I thought, well, rather than going back in the house, which would really cool me off, thought, well, that and Robbie was helping me with chores, said, we'll just go around to the backyard and sit at my little table, my patio right outside, you know, my kitchen. And so I could sit in the shade and cool down a little bit so that I could finish chore, you know. And anyway, so I'm sitting in my table on my patio. Robbie's laying at my feet. And my main hummingbird feeder, the first one I put out and the most popular one, is right in front of the French doors of my kitchen. And that was less than 10 feet away from me. So I was maybe 6 feet, if that, away from that feeder. And I'm just sitting in the chair. You know, and the hummingbirds are used to me being there and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, this male, and this was at the time that the hummers had been gone for those weeks of having babies, okay? And they had just started coming back. So I knew it was going to be baby time anytime, okay? But I wasn't seeing the babies yet. Okay. So I'm sitting there, and this male Rufus hummingbird flies in and goes to the feeder and takes a little drink. And then what I'd never seen before is he hoovers back out from the feeder and kind of gets up in the middle of the air, it's like hoovering there looking around. And then he goes back to the feeder, takes a little drink. And then he hoovers back out to the middle of the area. And then all of a sudden, he shoots straight up in the air. And I've never, ever seen straight up. And he goes like 100, 150 feet straight up in the air above. Mm-hmm. And of course, I'm surrounded by hemlocks and cedars, cottonwoods that are like 100 and some feet tall. So mm-hmm. he zoomed straight up in the air above the tree line, and he hovered there for a few seconds, and again, and straight back down. So then he's hovering. Then he started calling in sounds I've never heard from a hummingbird. And he started, and he was chattering, and there was this call coming out of him. And then he went back to the feeder and dipped in and then come back out. And he started calling again and calling again. And then I kind of I shuffled in my chair, which then woke up Robbie. And so he jumped up out of his sleep. And the hummingbird realized Robbie was there, and it was like, oh, geez. And he took off back towards the nesting area. And I swear, well, what I saw was Dad, he came and he was getting ready to start teaching the kids about the feeder. And mm-hmm. he zoomed straight up in the air to check for predators and then came back down. And that call I heard, I believe he was calling his kids to come to the feeder. And then all of a sudden he realized the dog was right there. And so he called off the thing and went back.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Did I get to witness a dad starting to train the baby hummers?
Yes. And he's kind of the, I don't want to call him the king, but he's part of the,
I call him Sir Rufy.
He's part of the team. So he's actually the one that scouts out before things happen. And he was saying, good food, you know, need to come. It's coast is clear. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, crap. Okay. Not cancel that.
No. And so
they trust you guys. Yeah. It's just that quick cause and effect. He didn't have time to really.
Normally the dogs, you know, and me and the dogs are out there all the time, but Robbie's not, you know, bouncing around right by the feeder. And of course, when I shifted, that woke him up. But I just felt so blessed that I got to see a training session with Dad, mm-hmm. Hummer, and babies. Now, and then it was shortly after that. It wasn't the same day. I think it was the next day or something. I was in the front of the house, but I heard that same call. And so I thought, oh, I bet he's calling them to the feeder in the back. I'm just not right there. But that's the only time I ever heard that call. It was just that day, and then the next day I heard it again. But I hadn't even thought about it. But, you know, they do have to educate their kids. And when they, mm-hmm. they eat specifically like that for the nectar and the feeders, that they teach them how to do that. So very
well,
cool.
Well, like I was hearing this, you know, just little as I'm changing channels, you know, just this little snippet. And somebody was saying, you know, we used to stop and listen. We used to sit and observe. You know, like the First Nation, the Native Americans, the tribes used to sit and witness the world around them. How much do we stop and listen nowadays? How many times do we, you know, and the universe is still moving on. The animals are still doing the same thing that they've been doing, but we just haven't stopped to listen. And now the animals are starting to wake up to we're starting to wake up to the animal vibration. Right. And so now we're able to say, oh, that is really what's going on, mm-hmm. you know? And so it's taking the time to witness it because it's been happening.
Yep.
So and congratulations.
Oh, yeah. But what a fun experience. So,
oh, wow.
But I just was such shocked. My mouth, I'm sure I had should have picked it up off the floor. I mean, when that hummingbird shot straight up in the air, 150 feet, it's like, whoa. Mm-hmm. I mean, and how smart to go all the way up there and look around for any predators. And then, but anyway, it was just very cool. So I love
cool.
that. But one of the couple of other things I wanted to check in about, one is just the fact, because I think you're already talking about it. I find that we really do need to be paying attention and listening because animal behavior is changing.
It is.
Now, I'm seeing ramifications of that in the domestic dog world because I'm seeing the most bizarre behavior I've ever seen in dogs in private sessions. A lot, and most of it all is about the pandemic and dogs being raised during that time and all of that. And I can explain all of that. But there's some other stuff on going. There is, I'm seeing a pattern that I've never seen before. And I'll tell you just briefly, and you can confirm if I'm correct here, but I'm seeing it in puppies, young puppies, up to teenage dogs. And usually it's mid-range teenage to young puppies. And it's a pattern of explosive aggression. And the way it's starting, and all different breeds. And you know how puppies zoom? And and puppies zoom, and that's normal puppy behavior. And puppies have always zoomed, and they do. And even Robbie, over 10, once in a while, he does a puppy zoom if he gets excited about something.
Yeah, my dog just does it daily.
Yeah, everybody, you know, so they zoom. Well, what I'm seeing, though, this is an unusual, is that it starts with the normal zoom, but then all of a sudden, they take off like a bullet and head straight to their people and attack. And it's a serious aggressive attack. And I've seen it in a number of different breeds from, like I said, young puppies to mid-teenagers. And the only thing I can equate it with, because it's so generalized in different breeds and all of this, and it's such new behavior that I've never seen before, what my sense is that, you know, I do teach our animals pick up and process and reflect back what's going on with
the
humans.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And I believe that that the mass consciousness of human thinking is so angry right now that,
and it's the passive aggressive anger.
Yeah,
it's,
there you go. And the animals
not the,
are
it's not
reflecting
the full front anger. And I'm also going to say, though, that the as our vibration changes, so do our animals. And the animals, when they did do the zoomies, usually it was dealing with the hunt. You know, they zoomed to go hunt. They built up that energy to go hunt and so or do what they were to do. And so they got excited. And so there's no, you know, like there has to be something after that zoom, you know,
an outlet for the energy, but
exactly,
but usually
because
they
we
expended,
have a lot of primalness. Right. We're having, even us humans are having a lot of primalness that is coming out. Yeah. And at those younger years, the child years are coming out, that primal I need to do's, and animals are doing the same thing. So how are we engaging with that energy? Now, for me, like with my dog, she's a black mouth curse, so she needs to hunt. So what do I do when she has a zoomies? I make sure that I keep throwing whatever she wants to hunt. You know, she wants to run, pick it up, toss it around, you know, and then she comes back. And sometimes she wants to come to me and me, you know, tug, you know, because my husband tugs with her and that kind of stuff. And I say no, and I step back because it's like not me. But then I go and I pull and I throw something else for her so that it deters her erga energy.
But it used to be the zoomies, they would just keep zooming and zooming until they wore themselves out. But now
the primalness is coming out.
It goes to that attack business. And I think they're processing the mass consciousness of humans right now.
Well,
I was just
going to
say that other wild animal behavior is changing. Cougar behavior is changing. Coyote behavior is changing. Bear behavior is changing. And if we have time, I'll tell you what rat behavior is changing. It's really amazing. So we do need to be paying attention. And a lot of what we've assumed that we know about, well, coyotes don't do this, or cougars or bears don't do this, they're doing it now. Anyway, We need to close out hour number two and fire up the love train one more time and then do hour number three. So we'll pick up and finish up this discussion on the other side, Natasha. And
yes.
Then we need probably the rest of the first half hour. We've got to do 4th of July prep and get all of that stuff in. If you want to talk to either one of us, let us know. Give us a call, 425-373-5527, so I can plan out a figure, get you in on the show. But we have to do the 4th of July prep, follow up on the general changes with animals and wildlife. I also want to have Natasha check on Tokate Lolita situation, our orca well, and what's going on there. And then do the 4th of July prep. So I'm going to energize up the love train. Remember, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up and get on the love train with me. I'll come through and cruise, pick you up, and we'll send love all over the planet. And I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy. Our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. More with me and Natasha straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.